The Blue Network presents Eddie Condon's 30th Jazz Concert. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over America. You're listening to that American Condon music again, American music that Eddie Condon brought out of the back rooms into Carnegie Hall. Eddie's next appearance at Carnegie Hall will be on Christmas Day at 5:30 in the afternoon. 40 of the greatest living jazz musicians are going to be there with him, playing solo and collective improvisations. They'll include, for example, those seven virtuosi you just heard playing Johnny Pesky's American classic, Ballin' the Jack. In the rhythm section were Gene Schrader at the Steinway, Georgie Wetling behind the drums, and Billy Rose's new bassist, Mr. Sidney Weiss. The horns were Senor Ernie Caceres on baritone saxophone, clarinetist Pee Wee Russell, trumpeter Max Kaminsky, and the master of the trombone, Jack Teagarden. And, as at Carnegie Hall on Christmas Day, the man on the podium, Mr. Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You may or may not know that this music we've been playing for you on the Blue Network concerts and at Carnegie Hall is now in the process of being recorded on a popular label. Oh, we got to do better than that. Cancel. By way of example, here's something we recorded just last Thursday with almost its identical personnel. The first vocal part you'll hear is a result of some training I had in the Midwest while still a hog galler. So much for the hogs. From then on, you'll hear a fellow who really can sing. His name is Jack Teagarden. The song is The Sheik of Araby. I'm the Sheik of Araby.
Wait there, man. What in the world are you singing about? Don't you know that's all out of date?
Well, who are you?
I'm the Sheik, man. That's who I be.
and all the girls, they fall for me. You loving men from Araby ain't seen no more used to be. You sang your song for years, it seems, but there's better ways to get your queens. I choose this way, if it's my means. Here's what one of the gals in New Orleans. You've heard my song, and now I'm through. I'll leave the verdicts up to you.
By way of mention, there was a narrator concerning George Welling at the drums. That's Johnny Blowers from Spartanburg, Georgia. George's home knitting lampshades. The next song we're going to dedicate to an excellent clarinet player and one of the pioneers of this type of music. Beyond any doubt, he was extraordinarily well-liked, personally as well as musically. I'm talking about the late Rod Kless. We're fortunate to have a highly suitable person to play this dedication to Rod. Sidney Bashay. Sidney, you ready?
Ready.
We'll take two. You better take four bars, Gene.
Thank you.
But I can see you're glad to have Sidney back. Thank you very much, Sidney. It was a beautiful job. Well, that one was for Rod Kless, who will surely be missed among all musicians and among all people who like our brand of music. Now we're going to unleash Bobby Hackett. The song we're going to play is custom tailored for Bobby. Dick Carey wrote the background, and it's called There's a Small Hotel. Here's another positive example. We're changing driver's seats now, and Billy Butterfield's taking over. Billy's going to diagnose those Royal Garden Blues. With Billy will be Ernie Caceres, Pee Wee Russell, Jack Teagarden. Go ahead, Billy. One, two. Thank you. tell you, this stage seems to be loaded with four-star generals. Speaking of four-star generals, here's a five-star singer, Miss Lee Wiley. We recorded this one last Thursday, just the way you're going to hear it now. Bobby Hackett wrote this background. It's called Wherever There's Love, There's You and I. Another star here. He's going to be on our Christmas Day concert at Carnegie Hall. This fellow recites poetry. Fred, have you got a poetry handy?
Oh, okay, Ed, all the time. Well, Jack Bland and myself, as a matter of fact, will be riding herd on practically all of the great jazz musicians of our time Christmas afternoon at Carnegie Hall. Everybody on today's program is going to be there, and about 30 others of the greatest names in our contemporary American music. In fact, we're flying Pee Wee Russell in from Greenwich Village. So you can be sure there are going to be some new high water marks in Carnegie Hall Christmas Day. We'll be right back here again next Saturday, same time, same blue stations. Now, here's another of those new records Eddie told you about. The boys are going to do it in that new musical conception called the Barefoot Style. The name of the tune is Christmas at Carnegie. Okay, Santa.
Go ahead, Gene, take it.
Thank you.
Bernie Kosaris.
Jazz concerts are announced by Fred Robbins and produced by Ernie Anderson.
This is the Blue Network.